Every day, an Amtrak train travels north to Toronto from Manhattan between the two stations across the bridge, and Amtrak runs from Toronto to New York City along the same route. The two mayors see that as an example of how easy it would be, mechanically, to run more trains across the border. Now, with GO service to Niagara Falls, Ontario, moved up by years, that tiny extension looks more possible. Dyster says all of the past discussions are a little more urgent. Now that service has started.
Oh, absolutely. This is several years ahead of schedule. We didn't think that they were going to have the daily GO service to Niagara Falls, Ontario for a couple of years yet. And so this is very welcome news. But there's some adjustments that we have to make. For example, the Nexus bridge crossing at Whirlpool is not open early enough in the morning to catch the train by crossing the Nexus Bridge.
The new New York station was built for customs purposes, like Canadian travelers on Amtrak's Maple Leaf coming from Ontario. As both mayors know, if the GO train extension works, the next push would be for Amtrak's two other trains, which end in Niagara Falls, New York, to take that 100-yard journey and deliver or pick up Canadians on their side of the river, cleared by Canadian customs on the U.S. side. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.